At 8:41 on this Monday morning, the St. Clair County EOC, the Emergency Operations Center, has been busy for a few weeks now as we've adjusted to this new reality in dealing with COVID-19. Joining us right now is St. Clair County Sheriff Tim Donnellan. Sheriff, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I appreciate you joining us. So it's been an unusual time, but all the county department heads have come together at the EOC, and everything seems to be going pretty smoothly so far.
Absolutely. You know, this is what we do, and we have Captain King has been assigned out at the EOC for start of his third week out there, and I'm sitting at my desk as we speak on the radio. Right down the hall is Under Sheriff, Jail Administrator, a couple of lieutenants, while we were discussing, you know, plans for today, you know, because of course we don't shut down.
Well, that's for sure. I mean, law enforcement still has to do what it does, and the jail remains, you know, open for business too.
Well, it certainly does, you know, in jails. You know, crime continues. You know, domestics happen. Alcoholics get arrested for drunk driving. Drug addicts, you know, get themselves into trouble. Things go on. And domestics, I don't know if I can stand much more having my kids around all the time.
Yeah, you know, and I've been wondering about that, too, if we're going to see an uptick in domestic cases, given that, you know, everybody is in close quarters these days.
You know, we've seen some, but I wouldn't say it's an uptick yet. Some of the ones we've seen have had underlying factors like alcohol or drug addiction. And we've had a few that were rather colorful, I would say, and they're in jail, as they should be. But we haven't seen the uptick of Joe Lunchbox that stressed out with his wife and fighting with a teenage son type of thing, thank goodness.
Yeah.
Nothing out of the ordinary. I mean, we do have a little bit of that continually, but nothing has really spiked. But people do get stir crazy, and they have to just, like you say, calm down, go to the other side of the house, go walk in your yard, that sort of thing, and get away from each other. But yes, the jail is fully functioning as it will be. Now, we have taken measures. We're obviously, you know, we're not having visitation. The lobby is closed. You know, attorneys speak through the glass. We, you know, we don't have our programming. We don't have our work passers. It's changed in that aspect, but we're still open for business, and it's fully staffed, and that's the way it'll continue.
Yeah. What about for the officers out on the road? Anything that they're having to do differently?
Well, you know, obviously the protocols are way different when you're dealing with the public, and central dispatch, you know, gives us a really good idea of, you know, what we're going into when we get on a call. So there's been great great collaboration, but all of the law enforcement chiefs, you know, with the our federal partners, our municipal township police, our state police, our prosecutor's office, we have regular conversations, conference calls, and discuss operational challenges. And there are some out there. You know, all of us right now are, our departments are healthy and taking precautions, but one of the things we've done is we're deputizing the all of the neighboring jurisdictions so we can all share resources more easily. It could come a time where, you know, the first responders start getting sick, and we may have to, you know, you have to field a team, Paul, so it may be that someday down the road you might have a deputy sheriff in St. Clair and a Clay officer working up in Algonac for us, and a Port Huron officer in Fort Gratiot, and a state trooper riding, you know, in a car with us on nights. You know, it's police work is police work. So, we can interchange the pieces of the puzzle, and we've been looking down the road to see if that could happen down the road. Yeah. We want to be ready ahead of time.
Yeah, you got to have those plans in place for sure. With the orders, essentially from the federal government and from the state government about not having groups together, everybody sort of sheltering in place, is that something that you're having to enforce at all?
Well, you know, people have been, hey, residents of St. Clair County are the smartest people in the world. That's my opinion. And, they've been very good. We have not had problems like that. I think people are really using common sense. And I think people are being cautious. We have not had any kind of call that you just scratch your head, like, why in the world would you folks do something like this? You know, not that I'm aware of. Now, I'm not saying that hasn't happened, but it's not been brought to my attention. I mean, and common sense would be the rule where we would go out and investigate and educate on these orders, and if enforcement is warranted, then that would happen. But we have not been, you know, put into that position yet, and I'm very happy to hear that we haven't. And another good note, our jail population is very low, so we've got lots of open bed space, which gives us lots of ability to move inmates around in case you know, someone gets sick in there, which they haven't. But if they did, you know, open beds are a premium, and we've got probably 150 right now. And that's a really, really good position to be in, where you can segregate and isolate people if time comes. Because if you have 500 people in there and there's no extra room, it's hard to shuffle around people when there's nowhere to put them.
For sure. Yeah, it sounds like all the plans are in place. Everything's going as well as it could so far.
Well, it is, and hats off to Dr. Mercantat and Justin Westmiller. I mean, you know, the shot caller is the doc, and there's nobody I'd be, you know, more ready to go to battle with than her. And Justin is the resident expert, and he's the organizer, and she's the shot caller. And between those two, they make a great combination. And the EOC is running very well, and there's all of the different, you know, departments represented out there, you know, and the EMS, you know, of course, the fire, the law enforcement, but we're in good hands with the leadership countywide.
That's good to know, because we're in this for the long haul. It's going to be a few more weeks, it sounds like.
Yep, it sure does. It sure does, at least a minimum of that from what we're hearing from the president, and that's good. I mean, that's how we slow this down is, you know, if you're not in contact, you know, tough time catching it if there's nobody to expose you to.
For sure.
So we're believers in that.
Sheriff, we appreciate the update, all that you and everybody else at the department's doing. Thanks so much for your time this morning, and we'll talk again real soon.
Well, you too, Paul, and you stay well in there, and hopefully next time I'm doing this interview, I'll be sitting across from you.
I hope
so. Cup of coffee.
Be nice to open the doors here again.
Yeah, that's unusual for me and you. Usually we're side by side in there. So
I know that. I appreciate the call in, though.
Okay, you're welcome.
Right. Yeah. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Yeah.